today talking to you about business podcast. We've covered this on this show before, but today's episode, we're going to focus specifically on the types of businesses that should be utilizing podcast and why. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. How to communicate without selling, but build relationships instead. Podcast is the perfect platform for that. We're going to talk about why entrepreneurs, brands, which are startups, big businesses, small businesses, should be highly considering podcasting as a medium for, again, communicating without selling. We're not trying to be a commercial. We're not trying to be an infomercial. We're not trying to close a sale, but we are trying to do other things that are beneficial to your brand, to your audience development, and to your communication process. So let's get right into who should be using podcast and why. And let's start with an individual. Let's start with entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs often make great podcasters. Some of the best podcasters out there are entrepreneurs themselves, but there are also a lot of entrepreneurs who think that they are not good candidates to be podcasters. They don't feel like what they do is interesting enough or can talk about it enough, or maybe their personality doesn't match up. But I'm here to tell you, as an entrepreneur who podcasts, who appreciates podcasts, I also interview a lot of entrepreneurs on this podcast and the Oklahoma Venture Forum podcast, which I also host and do a lot of interviews almost exclusively with entrepreneurs, business owners, etc. Entrepreneurs have some of the best stories to tell. And entrepreneurs can, on a podcast, communicate and educate and relate to a lot of people. People who want to be entrepreneurs, people who want to be in business, maybe people who even want to pitch them for an investment on the VC side, etc. All types of entrepreneurs are people and in a profession that other people look up to, would like to emulate, and would like to learn more about and figure out how they could maybe possibly quit the day job, be an entrepreneur, or just simply take some entrepreneurial mindset, some things you can learn from an entrepreneur, and move it forward in their career and in their pursuit of success, even if they don't ever start a business. So you think about a lot of the well-known, famous, if you will, entrepreneurs that you could think of, all the folks on Shark Tank, Mark Cuban and Damon John and Mr. Wonderful and Lori Garnier and the rest of them are on Shark Tank. You think of Richard Branson, you think of Elon Musk, you think of all kinds of high-profile entrepreneurs. They are great podcast hosts and podcast guests. Now, all those people have giant, big personalities. They're really good at talking about what they do. They don't mind telling you how much money they have earned and lost in the world. They don't have any of those kind of hangups that a less famous, more normal entrepreneur like those of us right here, maybe on this podcast right now, would want to share with you. And they have personality types that make all types of media good for them as well. But I can tell you that if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a venture capitalist, if you're an investor, if you're someone who works sort of on the backside of business, you have a lot of knowledge, a lot of insight, a lot of perspective that can help a lot of people. And it might attract good people to your entrepreneurial pursuit. So maybe someone who wants to work for you, maybe who's someone who wants to invest with you or pitch you for an investment if you are a VC or a personal investor, an angel investor, etc. Or someone who wants to provide services or connect you with someone else who needs your services, etc. So there's lots of good reasons to share your story as an entrepreneur and to display and educate and tell people about your path from where you started, your first idea for your first business, onward. Or if you're new in the entrepreneurial process, that's also a story that's worth hearing, and new, young, and aspiring entrepreneurs will want to hear as well. So entrepreneurs should definitely be using podcasts. And again, I've referenced the fact that we interview a lot of entrepreneurs on this podcast. I interview a lot on the Oklahoma Venture Forum podcast in the show notes. I'll put the links for all those as well. So there are great reasons to have conversations with and about entrepreneurs. Now, you might think to yourself as an entrepreneur that you are not the right person for a podcast. It's easy to think that a brand or a business or a marketing team should be producing your podcast. And if you're an entrepreneur, especially a solopreneur or someone who works very independently, you may be thinking, I'm not interesting enough, or I don't have the personality, or I can't speak well into a microphone or look at a camera in order to be a very good podcaster or video blogger, if you will. And the fact is, there's lots of ways you can work around it if it's true. You're probably selling yourself short. And if you're an entrepreneur, you should have at least enough confidence in yourself, because you're doing things kind of outside the norm and on your own anyway. So you have confidence in yourself. But if you think you're not the person as an entrepreneur to carry a show, there are all types of formats for shows. Now, there's a solo format. Saturday Morning Hustle podcast is typically solo. I almost never have guests on that show. It's all just me talking. Has a lot to do with just how to pursue success, how to be successful in business, but in personal life and in your personal development, etc. And I do that very intentionally so that it's not just a business podcast. But as an entrepreneur or anyone who wants to host a podcast, you can do it solo. Just sit down in front of a mic and go. A lot of people do that. A lot of people have a lot of success with that. But you can also have a co-host. Typically, on the Strategic Growth Podcast, Pritch Pritchard has been my co-host in the past for hundreds of episodes. Pritch is retired now, and good luck on that. Pritch has earned his retirement from the podcast world after many, many years of being very successful, both as a public information officer in the Navy and as a public relations and professor at OU and a couple of other universities, written 5 books too. So Pritch is retired, but I've had a co-host on this show. You can also have a guest interview format where yourself and a guest or two or three have conversations, where maybe the focus is more on the guest and their what they bring to the conversation as the host. You're just leading that conversation, which is a lot of what I do on the Oklahoma Venture Forum podcast. Or you could put together a panel. A podcast or an interview scenario does not have to be one or two people. It can be 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe even you're not even in the same room. Maybe you use some virtual technology and some Zooming and some streaming to put multiple people together from all over the country or from different types of businesses or different industries, or maybe members of your team. So maybe someone from the marketing department, from the engineering department, from the sales department, from HR, all the types of people in your business, maybe you put them together as part of the process. So it doesn't matter that you're not the most electric, dynamic speaker if you think a podcast has benefit you as an entrepreneur or as a business or as a brand. So let's talk about brands. How do brands utilize podcasts? Well, it goes back to the theme of our conversation today. Communicate without selling. And now it sounds counterproductive to some people, but no one really likes to be sold anything. Now, we like to buy things, and we need to buy things, and we want information, and we want access and the ability to buy them, but we don't want to be actively sold. We don't want a salesperson kind of trying to stick something in our face or trying to get us into a sales situation that benefits them only and not us. That's what I mean by not being sold. So brands have an opportunity to communicate, to build community, to create trust and display authenticity in that audience development relationship by using podcasts, by having deeper conversations about the brand, about the process behind it, all the things that come with a business that's not selling you the product or service. This is the key, not selling product or service. So the types of brands, the types of businesses that could be utilizing podcasts quickly, startups. And you may think to yourself, if I'm in the startup mode, maybe I have a lot on my plate, a lot to do that I don't necessarily have time for podcasts. But again, because people trust podcasts and people will listen to podcasts and listen passively too. So quick note, passive audio or listening passively means people listen to podcasts when they're on the treadmill, when they're in the car, when they're traveling, when they are doing things on their desk or at work, and they listen in the background and they find little nuggets that they want to go back and maybe find out more about, as opposed to watching TV where a commercial interrupts the TV and your the program that you're watching, or a YouTube video, etc., and that commercial, that advertisement, that sell process interrupts you. Passive consumption, podcast listening, is something that is more, some people will spend longer time with it. And again, if you're not selling, but you're just communicating interesting information, they will take it in and then have a potential for a relationship or a trust factor with your brand. So that's important for startups. When you're starting a business, you need to explain what it is you do. You need to explain your value, and you need to build a community around your product or service before you ever sell anything. So podcasts can be perfect for startups in order to do that. And if you're a startup today, especially maybe a high technology, high growth, high potential, et cetera, those types of tech startups and things that are very hot, very popular, very investable, building your community and accessing people in new ways in 2023 media instead of 2020 or 1980 or 1950, podcast fits that format. And then podcasts, of course, are things that you can take snippets, chop it up, use the video, use the audio, put it on social media, do your digital channels, all those things that typically are going with the startup process. So podcasts are great for startups. If you have a small business, podcasts are great ways, very cost-effective ways, low cost, definitely lower than producing TV spots or buying media placement, but it's a very cost-effective way, again, to develop an audience, to build relationships in order to bring people, bring attention, bring interest to your product or service as a small business. When you're small, you need to have great impact with minimal cost or at least controllable cost. Podcasts are a great way to do that. And you get to, because you're not in selling mode, because you're explaining the product or service, you're explaining the business model, you're talking about the people that are involved, you're giving a lot of information about your why in a podcast, because we're not selling anything, you get to create that differentiation from your small business and other small businesses in your industry or in your sector. That differentiation is the key to successful eventual selling and conversion. People need to understand what it is. They need to understand why it exists. They need to understand the value to them. They need to understand what is different about you. When you talk about what you do, your process, your motivation, the people involved, the differentiation comes through in a very cost-effective way. Good for small businesses. Check out the show notes here for links of anyone that I referenced in this podcast. If you have questions, if you have ideas, if you'd like to know more about how you could be utilizing podcasts, no matter what which of those categories you fit into, contact me through the website, through our social media post, and let me know how I can help you develop your own podcast. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle, Entrepreneur AF, and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.